Now it's time for our first feature. This is our regular local history spot, brought to you by Richard Matthew. This is the fascinating story of Bolton and Paul, from the ironmongery to portable buildings and airships to aeroplanes.
When the new Norwich City Hall was built in 1938, the sculptor James Woodford was commissioned to design 18 roundels for the large bronze doors, 6 roundels for each of the 3 doors. They celebrate Norwich's history and industrial life, so there are ones representing the textile trade, brewing, the Black Death, chocolate and mustard production, Kett's Rebellion, etc. But one roundel may surprise some people. It is of a man and an aircraft propeller. This refers to the firm of Bolton and Paul, who manufactured aircraft in Norwich from 1915 to 1936 at Riverside and on Mousehold Heath. The propeller motif also refers to the firm of Trevor Page & Co., who had made furniture since the 1850s, and in World War I were contracted by the government to make wooden propellers. But the story of Bolton and Paul goes back much earlier, and is about much more than aircraft production. It begins with a young man called William Moore, who'd grown up on a farm in Warham in North Norfolk. He moved to Norwich and in 1797 opened an ironmonger's shop in London Street. By 1874, with various changes of partners, the firm had become Bolton and Paul, with an ironworks in Rose Lane. A map of 1884 shows a very large site extending southwards. Chain-link fencing and galvanised wire netting were some of Bolton and Paul's most successful products. Production began in 1868, following the invention of the first wire netting machine, which used the principles of textile weaving looms. In Australia, around 7,500 miles of Bolton and Paul netting was used to control wild rabbits. But the firm also became famous for the manufacture of a huge range of prefabricated buildings, which were then sent to destinations all over the British Empire and South America, with teams of staff often being sent out along with the shipments to erect the buildings on site. A catalogue of 1888 has illustrated some 230 pages, offering a huge choice of horticultural buildings, garden implements and fencing, heating systems, kennel and poultry appliances, and portable iron buildings. You could order, quote, a complete galvanised iron church with nave, chancel and 2 transepts covered on the outside with galvanised corrugated iron, unquote, priced at £500. Or you could have, quote, express milk carts for street delivery with 20-gallon tinned steel cans fitted with brass taps, cash price £15. Also available was a, quote, comfortable galvanised iron two-storey cottage comprising entrance porch, hall and staircase, sitting room, kitchen, wash house, pantry, 3 bedrooms and landing, all for £250. One page of the catalogue is devoted to a list of customers, all of whom are dukes, duchesses, marquesses, earls, lords, etc. And, quote, upwards of 12,000 of the leading families in the United Kingdom, unquote. There was also a letter from a satisfied customer. Gentlemen, I am much pleased with the 2 dog hospital wards which you have recently supplied me with. They have a light and neat appearance, which all my clients admire, and there is an appearance of comfort about them which I confess I have never seen in any other dog infirmary. When war with Germany came along, in 1914, the firm was asked to make aeroplanes, and by October 1915, the prototype FE-2B Boulton and Paul aircraft flew from Mousehold Heath at a top speed of 60 miles per hour. The Rose Lane site was too constricted, so the aircraft works were moved to Riverside, and the first Norwich-built planes, known as Sopwith Camels, became famed in the heroic dogfights over the Western Front and were turned out at an average of 28 per week. The firm made a total of 2,530 military planes of all sorts during the war. They also made the framework for the innovative airship known as the R-101, which flew successfully across the Atlantic, but in 1930 tragically crashed in France with a loss of 48 lives. Two successful designs for bombers were named after Norfolk villages, the Sidestrand of 1925 and the Overstrand of 1935. And these were the last biplanes made by the company and the last aircraft they built in Norwich. A few months into the war, the firm also received 11 orders for complete camps for 6,000 men and stables, along with a prisoner of war camp in Jersey, hangars for the Royal Flying Corps, and 5,400 miles of wire netting for the trenches in France. After the war, Boulton Paul Aircraft Limited was sold off and moved to Wolverhampton. In the Second World War, the firm's contribution from Riverside included thousands of temporary buildings needed by the armed forces, including tank transporters, which played a part in the Allied invasion of Europe in 1944. It was enough to make the Riverside factory a military target for German air raids, and over 1,000 of the workers became casualties. The company also made more than 85,000 Morrison air raid shelters. After the war, the company continued to produce joinery and other products from the Riverside site. But by 1986, the last manufacturing jobs had gone, and the Riverside site was closed and sold off to become the leisure, retail and housing area we know today. The only reminder of this once great company are two steel posts near the Novi Sad Bridge.
Thank you, Richard.